At least 48 people have been killed in Taiwan and dozens of others injured by a train derailment inside of a tunnel. Hundreds of people were on board that train traveling for a long holiday weekend. This is Taiwan's worst train crash in decades, and here's NPR's Emily Fang.
Footage released from Taiwan's National Fire Agency shows part of the derailed train inside a long tunnel along Taiwan's mountainous east coast. Authorities say the train first hit a truck parked near this tunnel in Hualien County. Then the train derailed. News broadcasts in Taiwan show the remnants of train carriages inside the tunnel. You can hear people pounding at the carriages, trying to rescue those inside. Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, said all emergency services had been mobilized. Shortly after the derailment, they went into the tunnel to help rescue those trapped. President Tsai called the derailment a heartbreaking incident. The train is an express train that was traveling from Taiwan's northern capital to the east coast, which is a popular vacation spot. The crash happened just as Taiwan kicked off a long holiday weekend. This week is not just Easter, but also the tomb-sweeping holiday, when people remember their ancestors and deceased family. Emily Fang, NPR News, Fujian, China.